Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Freese. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Mixes applying the tag. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-1 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente is thrown out after the base hit. Long scores. Thomas scores. It's 4-0, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Edwin Zniak pinch hits for Paul Minor. Edwin Zniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Baker applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skinner now playing first base. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker bunts towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mixis moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Baker moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Valentinetti covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemente hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Pirates. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Vito Valentinetti. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Sam Jones now pitching. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Verdun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 0 for 3 in the game. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Klein is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Klein is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny O'Brien now playing second base. Gene Freeze now playing third base. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Sam Jones. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clemente moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards first. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-4 in the game. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixas fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.